It says, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. As I was in prayer this week, I mean, I've really, since attending that conference, I feel an uptick. You know what I mean by that? An uptick. Just like I feel, I told people on Wednesday, I feel like just coming in here all day, put in just hanging out in the presence of God and pressing into prayer. I am feeling such a stirring. Something's getting ready to bust. Amen? But the Holy Spirit, as I was in prayer, brought this message to my remembrance. And he very, very clearly spoke these words to me. He said, I desire to remold my people into who they are supposed to be. I mean, it came so clear. It was Friday morning, and I didn't even have a message yet. And I'm like, Lord, you know, I'm always relying on you. I just don't want to come up with something. Amen. I want it to be a fresh word from you. And immediately, Jeremiah 18, this passage came to me. And he gave me some points to share with you this morning that will reveal to us our role in the remolding, in the reshaping process. So I feel like today, this is not just a standard message of point one, point two, point two. I really feel this is a prophetic word, a right now word. Say right now. Right now. It's a right now word from the Holy Spirit for every person in this place listening and those watching and listening around the world right now on the internet. Now, obviously, God is the potter and we are the clay. Can you agree with that? I know some Christians try to turn it around, and they try to make God the clay, right? They're trying to conform an image of what they want him to be. But no. We are the clay. He is the potter. Amen? God told the prophet Jeremiah, he said, go to the potter's house. And he told him that once he got to that place, that God would speak to him further. God would, I like to say it this way, God would continue the conversation with him. Oh, I like that. There's so many powerful points in this passage you could pull out. But think about this. If Jeremiah would have never went to that exact location, God would have not given him further revelation. Just like when God told Elijah, go to that place by the brook, that place called, he said, go there by the brook, and that's where I'm going to feed you. If Elijah would have never went there, Elijah would have never gotten the provision. Say, I got to be there. Oh, come on, that's where your provision is. So it's so important that we follow the instructions of the Holy Spirit. I mean, it's, you know, obviously our whole life, but especially the days that we're going into right now. I want you to also notice that God uses things and examples in the natural realm to explain a spiritual truth. All right? So here's what I got to tell you today. The Holy Spirit wanted me to tell you this. He said, tell them to be aware and be open as you go throughout your day, for the Holy Spirit to give you lessons from the natural realm to convey spiritual truth to you. Isn't that good? Yes. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will reveal spiritual truth to you, something from the natural realm. So here's what you got to do. Pray for and expect those lessons to come, right? Pray for clarity to receive those lessons and be ready to receive those lessons. Remember, like I've been saying the last couple weeks, few weeks, the Holy Spirit is our teacher. You all agree with that? All right, and here's what I talked about before. Our awareness, our attention, our focus on Him and spiritual things, it's like raising our hand in a classroom and saying, "Teacher, give me more information on that topic." Are you following me? Our awareness, our attention, our focus. Again, it's like in the spirit realm, we're raising our hand and saying, "Holy Spirit, I need more clarification on that topic." Okay, so Jeremiah went down to the potter's house, and he was watching a potter do his work. Now, verse 4 said this. He said, "And the vessel that he made of clay was marred." What does the word marred mean? It literally means this. Are you ready? Ruined. Say ruined. "And the vessel he made of clay was marred," or ruined, "in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel as seemed good to the potter to make." Now, we could take this passage, we could take that in a couple different directions. We could take it in this direction. We could say it's a picture of an unsaved person getting born again, right? Original sin marred us. It ruined us. But when a person puts their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, they get born again, that spiritual sin nature in their spirit is taken away, right? You still got flesh to deal with, but the spiritual sin nature is gone. That's why you're no longer called a sinner. You're a saint. Amen. You're bent toward God, not toward sin. All right, so the spiritual sin nature is away, moved away, and that person becomes born again, and God comes in. The Holy Spirit comes into your spirit man, and He reshapes and He remolds their life from that experience. Are you following me so far? I'm not coming from that angle today. Right? Listen, no, you're going to follow me here. You're going to understand in a moment. I'm not coming from that angle today. I'm coming from it. I like to say it this way. I'm coming from another side of the mountain to give you another perspective of that view. I'm coming to give you another view that the Holy Spirit wants me to talk about today. I'm talking about a person that's already a Christian, that's backslidden, or a Christian that has made decisions, listen to me, outside of the will of God. We have anybody in that place? We've all done it. Amen. All right. So I'm talking about someone after they're born again. All right. So let me show you what the Holy Spirit illuminates. I'm telling you, this is a prophetic message, and it has a time bomb on it today. This has an attachment to it. I'm telling you, you'll see here in a moment. I want to show you what the Holy Spirit illuminated to me and why I'm taking it in that direction. Now, the context of Jeremiah 18 is talking about Israel, all right? God's covenant people. They were rebellious and not obeying the voice of the Lord. Amen? That's a picture of a Christian, too. Amen? You're in covenant, but you're disobedient to the word of the Lord. You're disobedient to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. You see, I like to say it this way. It's a battle of the wills between the will of God in the will of man. Amen? Now listen to this. Verses 9 through 10 says this, "And the instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to build and to plant it, listen to this, if it does evil in my sight so that it does not obey my voice, then I will relent concerning the good in which I said it would benefit." Oh, come on, somebody. This is true. Listen, this spiritual truth is true with kingdoms. This spiritual truth is true with countries. It's true with local churches. And it's true for us as Christians personally. Amen? Our Heavenly Father demands and expects that obedience to His perfect will for our life. Amen? Listen, this is what we have got to understand. The blessing of God is not automatic upon our country. It's not automatic upon our local churches. Or it's not automatic upon you personally as a Christian. Oh, come on, the Holy Ghost is speaking this morning. You got to catch this now. The blessing of God comes When we obey the word of God and obey the voice of the Holy Spirit. I said when we obey the word of God, I said two things. The word of the living God and the voice of the Holy Spirit. You take one out of the equation, nope, you're disqualified from the blessing. To think that we will be blessed when we're in disobedience and sin is pure deception and pride. It's a slap in God's face, and eventually it becomes a slap in our own. Yeah. Amen? Proverbs 16:18 says this. It says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Now, the word haughty, let me break that down. The word haughty means this, arrogant. You ever met an arrogant person? Horrible, right? Arrogant means this. Listen, what arrogant means. Arrogant means having an exaggerated sense of one's own importance or abilities. Arrogant means having an exaggerated sense of one's own importance or abilities. Every Christian, when we're talking about ministry stuff in our life, everything we have good is from the Lord. Even the gifts of the Spirit, they're the gifts of the who? The Spirit. They're on loan. It's not your ability. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost coming through you. Are you following me? There's no room for pride. There's no room for arrogance in the body of Christ. Pride and arrogance, listen to this. Pride and arrogance will always manifest itself with disobedience to the word of God and to the voice of God. And listen to this. And it will manifest itself with the assumption, say assumption, that you are blessed in the midst of disobedience. What a deception to think that we can be in disobedience to the Holy Spirit, yet we're going to walk in the blessing of God. That is the ultimate deception. There's one problem with deception. It's deceiving. The problem is you don't know when you're in it. That's why we all need each other to be held accountable. You see, amen, you see something in me. I see something in you. We need to give our brothers and sisters warning of that. Amen? Nobody is beyond accountability. Amen? Isaiah 1:19 says this, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Well, that's Old Testament, right? No, it's a spiritual law that goes on and on and on. Willing deals with your heart attitude, and obedient deals with your actions. And here's the thing, both must be pure to walk in the blessing of God. Now, let's go back. Okay, I slapped you enough on that one, all right? Okay, here we go. Back to Jeremiah 18. Now, I'm taking this passage in Jeremiah 18 in connection to the Christian, right? I want you to notice that the clay was marred. It was ruined, literally ruined. But it says the potter made it again into another vessel that seemed good to the potter. Do you catch that? Now, normally in the past, I just read through that and didn't even think about it. But when I was in prayer, the Holy Spirit gave me this revelation. It was an explosion on the inside of me. Are you ready? Here's where you really need to lock in and pay attention to me now. The only way the potter could reshape or remold that vessel of clay, because the vessel was still wet and filled with water. Yeah. Have you ever known? I never even seen that before. See what praying in tongues does for you? Yeah. It releases revelation. The only way the potter could reshape and remold that clay was because there was still water in it and it was still pliable. If that vessel were to dry up, the potter would have to throw it away because it wouldn't be pliable anymore. If you take a dry clay pot, it's impossible to reshape or remold that thing. It's too hard on the inside. So the fact, this is some hope for some people. Are you ready? I feel the anointing hitting me like a wave right now. So the fact that God revealed to Jeremiah that the potter was able to reshape, remold it, was because it was still moldable. And water was upon it and within it. Here's what we need to understand today. We as Christians, we have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us, and He is living water on the inside of us. Whether you're walking in that, that's another story. But that living water is in the inside of you. You might be damming Him up, but He's still on the inside of you as a Christian. If you are born again today, here's what I'm telling you right now. This is going to drop. If you are born again today, you have the ability, you have the power to change your life with the help of the Holy Spirit. And we must allow our heart to be softened so it can be pliable in the hand of the potter. Oh, listen to this. We may be marred or ruined in some areas right now, but it's not beyond repair. Isn't that good news today? You're not beyond repair. If you're born again today, you're not beyond repair. If you're not saved, you got to come to Jesus. Amen. Not one Christian is beyond repair. The Holy Spirit revealed this to me to share with you today. The marred or the ruined vessel are those Christians, listen to this, that have been ignoring the voice and promptings of the Holy Spirit in their life, and they're doing things their own way. You see what the other side of the mountain I'm coming up on here? The reshaping of the clay in this account is due to the fact that the potter envisioned something better for that clay. This potter had a greater purpose. Say, I got a greater purpose for my life. God has so much more for your life. And many have been avoiding seeking Him in prayer, seeking Him in His word. Or maybe you know what to do, and you're just flat out ignoring the voice of the Holy Ghost. Either way, here's what the Holy Ghost said. He said, don't blame me when your life comes crashing down after you built upon the sand of the flesh and the evil world system. Don't blame me. Don't blame God when the Holy Spirit has been trying to get your attention to separate yourself from toxic people, from toxic situations in your life. He said this, tell the people, don't blame me. But the good news is this, the living water, the Holy Spirit is still living on the inside of you, and you can make the needed changes today, right now, right here in the split second. Not one person is beyond repair. You may be marred. Oh, yeah, we all got some marred and ruined parts. But the Holy Spirit is right there to remold, to reshape. One of the most evil traps and deceptions of the enemy is to convince Christians that it's perfectly fine. Now, you got to listen to me right now. Are you ready? One of the most evil traps and deceptions of the enemy is to convince Christians, I'm talking to Christians, not the unbeliever, that it's perfectly fine to settle for anything less than the perfect will of God for your life. Are you following me? Don't settle for the, this is good enough. I don't deserve any better. No, that is the biggest trap and lie from the pits of hell, to settle. Don't ever settle for less than God's best. Amen. Jesus told us that when the Holy Spirit comes, listen to this, when the Holy Spirit comes and takes up residence on the inside of our spirit man, He said that the Holy Spirit would lead and guide us into all truth. In other words, the Holy Spirit is trying to get our attention. He's trying to expose the lies that we're holding on to in our life. Now, the Holy Spirit is not only, and most people just take that verse and think, oh, He's just talking about keeping us in line with biblical truth. And that's true. That's half of it. The Holy Spirit is not only trying to keep us in line with biblical truth for our life, but are you ready for this? This is what the Holy Ghost told me. He said, I'm also trying to keep them in line with their personal truth from the master potter for their life. Now, personal truth, what am I talking about? Personal truth is the will of God for you personally. Again, I say it all the time. It's the stuff you're not going to find in here personally for you. Right? Oh, Bob and Darlene, they're going to be missionaries. They're going to be in Bangladesh. It didn't say that, did it? But what did you do? You followed the leading and voice of the Holy Ghost, right? So the Holy Ghost is leading us into all truth, biblical truth, to walk in that truth. But he's also trying to lead us in our personal truth or the will of God for our personal life. Isn't that good? Some roads are more curvy than others. When we were in Arizona going up to and from the Grand Canyon, some of the roads, it's like, why couldn't they have just made it straight? It's desert anyways. Yeah. But there's curves. You got to go here. Then you got to go. It's like, but who are we to question that? God knows best for our life. Right. Amen? Amen. If you are willing and obedient today to give in and yield to the leading of the Holy Spirit, that is where your peace is. That is where your true blessing of God is. That is where the provision is for your life. See, here's what you got to know. The lack of peace and the fruit of the curse. Let me say it again. The lack of peace and the fruit of a curse or the curse will manifest in your life when we're outside of the will of God. Well, how do I know if I'm not in the will of God? Tell me about your life. Amen. Yep, you're out of the will of God. Amen. It's really pretty easy to be a counselor. You know what I'm saying? Right? Now, listen. The Holy Spirit spoke this to me. My people must desire and be willing to change. I want my people to view change as a positive word and not a negative word. So don't get too comfortable in one place or one mode or area of your life. Amen? Living water is fresh because it has movement. Say movement. Oh, living water means that there's movement. We as Christians, we need to stay spiritually fresh. Amen? With positive change, positive movement. Amen? I don't care where you're at in your life right now. As a Christian, we should consistently maintain a heart attitude that says these words. Something along these lines. Heavenly Father, reshape me. Remold me into what you desire me to be. I want to be where you want me to be. That should be the heart cry of every Christian. Amen? Amen. We must understand that nobody knows us better than God, our Creator. He knows you better than you know yourself. Amen? We are flawed in our own fleshly human thinking and mindsets. God's thoughts, the Word of God says that God's thoughts are higher. Oh, they're more dynamic. You want to know what it means? They're higher than ours, meaning that His thoughts are filled with blessing. Meaning we as humans, we're willing to, are you ready? To settle. God says, no, my thoughts are higher than your ways. I got a greater plan, a greater purpose for you. Stop settling it. Amen? Amen. My goodness. The problem with the flesh is this, that we always want to take the route of least resistance. We always want to take the route of least resistance. Jesus said this. He said that we would be persecuted in this life, did he not? He said, whoever gives up houses and all these things for the sake of the gospel, he said, you're going to receive them back 100-fold in this life and in the life to come. Guess what he said? With persecution. I wonder how many blessings we have passed up because we don't want persecution. Oh, I want the blessing. I want the blessing. Oh, really, my child? Go to the library and speak against those pornography books. oh, no, I don't want to do that. Then you just keep on walking without the blessing. They want the hundredfold, but without the persecution. Oh, come on. By the way, that's Mark chapter 10, verse 28 through 30, if you want to look that up. So we as Christians, listen, we need to have an oil change on a regular basis. Just like our cars, just like trucks, right? We must keep our spiritual oil fresh. Sometimes it's a small change. Sometimes it's a major life change. Amen? But just know, change is a positive thing in the life of a Christian. God says this, you can only turn a moving ship. Keep moving forward. Amen? Wouldn't you think I'd look pretty stupid sitting in my airplane making airplane noises? Right? Just sitting on the ramp. It's at zero, not moving. And I'm turning it, and I'm like, why isn't this turning? There needs to be airflow over the wings for the control surfaces to be used. Amen? The excuse, I've always been like this, I've always done it this way, will not cut it in this supernatural season that we're entering into. We must be on a mission to desire less of us and our earthly abilities and rely more on the Word of God and more on the power of the Holy Spirit. We're too comfy. We're settling. Listen to this. Scars from past church hurt must be healed. Your focus must shift back on the Word of God and your communion and relationship with your Heavenly Father. We have no choice if you want to flow in this move, this outpouring. Amen? If you fail to shift your focus off of the negative past, you're going to miss the blessing of the present and the future. I'm telling you, this has a prophetic tone to it today. It's time to leave the turkeys behind. Come on, somebody. And time to soar with the eagles. It's time to leave the turkeys behind. Whoever the turkeys are, I don't know. It just sounded good. It's a good audio clip, right? No. But it's true. Leave the turkeys behind, those that are holding you back, and it's time to soar with wings like eagles. We must begin to shift our focus on the glory of the present and future and not just on the glory of the past. The past was good, but God has better. Amen. In fact, He gave you that glory in the past to say, I want to uptick that, what I did in the past. Amen. We must stop comparing the present and future to our past, because you got to understand this. It's a new day. Say it's a new day. The Holy Spirit's trying to get our attention today. He is revealing to us that faith is now. Receive now. Walk in His power now. Stop looking behind you. Drop. Oh, here we go. We're getting into this. Are you ready? Say, I'm ready. Drop the sin and the weights that have been holding you back. Drop the sin and the weights. Well, I thought Pastor James was going to talk about just supernatural stuff when he came back from that conference. Well, I'm going to, but this foundation needs to be laid. If we don't get this, we don't move into the supernatural. Are you following me? Drop the sin and the weights that have been holding you back. Here's what you got to understand. Some of you in your mind just connected those two things. Nope, they're separate. There is sin and there are also weights. Say weights. They are different. Now, of course, sin will hinder your forward progress, right? That's why they call it backsliding, right? But here's the thing. Weights are things that you're holding on to that are not yours to carry. Weights can look very spiritual, but it's deception. Weights are things that you're holding on to that are not within the perfect will of God for your life. The more weight, listen to this. Here you go. Here's a natural example that gives you a spiritual truth. Ready? The more weight I carry in my airplane, the more runway length it takes for me to get to takeoff speed and lift off the runway. Amen? Now, the opposite is true. the less weight that I have in my airplane. I have a greater acceleration down the runway. I use less runway to get airborne. Isn't that something? Now, so think about that in your life personally with the weights that you're holding on to. Deal with the sin in your life today. You need to repent. There's that word. Say repent. That means you're going one way. Repent means you turn around, do a 180, and go back. One minister at the conference was joking and said, one person came up because he was talking about repentance, and in the past, a person came up and said, Pastor, I'm doing a 360. No, no, no. Do a 180 to walk away from it. Don't go back into it. Ah, that was great. But deal with the sin in your life today. Repent. Get back. Here's what you got to do. Get back on the runway of righteousness. Some of y'all are trying to take off in the backwoods. Some of y'all are trying to take off on some bad roads in Bangladesh over there. And they do it, don't they? Praise God. But God has a runway of righteousness that's perfectly paved. Come on, somebody. And we need to get rid of all unnecessary, say unnecessary. Unnecessary and excess baggage and the spiritual weight that you're carrying in your life. Again, those are things that God has not called you to or to hold on to in your life. I'm trying to make this as simple as possible. Are y'all following me this morning? All right. The Holy Spirit told me to tell you this. There's a lot of these in here. That if you will obey his voice and leading to shed the unnecessary spiritual and emotional weight in your life, that it will cause, listen to this, it will cause, this is a prophetic part, it will cause an acceleration that will cause him to redeem the time, as the word of God says, in your life. Redeem. What is redeem the time? It means some of you all are living in the past and you're saying, I messed up, it's never going to happen again. You know, God says, I want to give you a do-over. Listen to me. And he said he can, I feel the anointing right now. I know I'm hitting a bullseye in the spirit. He said this, he can only do it if you stop the sin and shed the unnecessary weight. The Holy Spirit wants to help you redeem the time. His desire is to accelerate you into the will of God. Say accelerate. I love that word. He desires to redeem the time that of the missed divine appointments that you missed due to the distractions that you were given into. So I am releasing, listen to me, I am releasing, and I don't take this prophetic thing lightly. You know that. Am I always up here giving prophetic words to people all the time? No, I do it when I feel let, really feel it from the Holy Ghost. Amen? The Holy Spirit wants to help you redeem the time and accelerate you into the will of God. So today I am releasing a prophetic word this morning that if you will allow and cooperate with the Holy Spirit, the Master Potter, he will accelerate you into new realms of his glory and cause divine appointments to be set up that were missed in the past. The Holy Spirit is, this is it, he's offering all of us today a do-over. He is offering a Romans 8:28. Now, we can have that anytime, but there's something special if you will act on this preached word today and make that change. He is ready to turn your life around for good. Amen? But you got to get serious with him. You got to get serious with him today. Prophetic words, he also told me this. He said prophetic words that were spoken over you in the past that you thought were gone and over. He said, I will. Listen to me. He said, I will reactivate those prophetic words. Amen. I will say reactivate. Yeah. Oh, I like that. There is a prophetic anointing on this message. I'm telling you, if you will respond, like I said, with heartfelt action, the supernatural provision, supernatural peace, supernatural joy, supernatural, he even said this, supernatural encounters, supernatural healing, and miracles will be released in your life like never before. It will be, thank you, Holy Ghost. He said it will be like that waterfall you were picturing during praise and worship. The Holy Spirit wants to do it, but he needs your cooperation to do it. When you do your part, he will do his part. We must position ourselves. Don't ever forget this. We must position ourselves in the potter's hands. You can take yourself out and you can walk around as that marred and ruined clay pot. Or you can say, Heavenly Father, I'm all yours. Mold me, reshape me into your perfect will. So it's time to take an honest look at every part of our life and be willing, listen to me, be willing to shed everything that doesn't fit into the plan of God for your life. And you know those things. We don't have to, you know, don't play Mr. and Mrs. Spiritual about this. If there's a lack of peace in your life, you know, if the Holy Spirit's been knocking on your heart in areas of your life, amen? You'll know those things by the lack of peace, by unfulfillment. You feel unfulfilled in your life. Your life feels like an engine running on no oil. Think about that. What happens when there's no oil in the engine? It burns up. It stops operating. So the Holy Spirit has been knocking on the door of your heart. Today is a day to truly and fully repent and embrace change today. And to say, not my will, but your will be done in my life, Heavenly Father. I am nothing without you. I am wandering aimlessly in this life without your guidance and without your wisdom. Go to Isaiah 35. I only had two scriptures that I sent you to today. But I want to read this. Say the highway of holiness. Say this, the runway of holiness. Oh, glory to God. Listen to this. I'm going to read all 10 verses here. So really let it soak in. Listen to this. The wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice. I'm talking about your life right here now. Even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it. The excellence of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the excellency of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fearful hearted, be strong and do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance and will with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be open, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. For waters shall burst forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. Say streams in the desert. I'm telling you, I feel like I'm in a waterfall right now as reading this. The parched or dry ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of jackals where each lay, there shall be grass with reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast go up on it. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy on their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. My goodness, I'm just totally getting baked with the presence of God right now. It's time to get back onto the highway of holiness, amen, which is the perfect will of God. It's time to sanctify ourselves. What does that mean? It's time to set ourselves apart for his plan for our lives, personally and corporately as a body, amen. When we truly do that, listen, we will see and experience the glory of the Lord. And the word says, without holiness, no man, no person will see the Lord, amen. The parched or the dry ground of the heart will become a pool of living water. Oh, some of y'all are thirsty. Are you ready for it? Will become a pool of living water, and the thirsty land in our heart springs of water. That is when we will fully tap into the blessing. Listen, that's when we'll fully tap in to this outpouring. That's when we're going to fully tap in to the miracle working power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? That is when we will take advantage of and experience God's supernatural provision and protection in our lives. Amen? That level, listen to me, that level of experience can only be found on the highway, come on, of holiness. As we yield to the Holy Spirit and allow Him to create in us a clean and pure heart. Right? We need a clean and pure heart. Oh, come on, church, I'm telling you right now, I'm not willing to settle. I'm not willing to struggle and just get by on this earth. Amen? I'm hungry for more. And I'm on a mission to flow and operate in the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit like never before. Again, we may be marred in certain areas right now, but know this, we are not beyond repair. Amen? If we cooperate with the Master Potter. And I am willing, are you willing? I'm willing to shed anything and everything that would prevent me from intimately connecting with my Heavenly Father and making full proof of my personal life and ministry on this earth. Amen? So I'm asking every person in this place and those watching online, listening online, to join me in this life-changing journey into the perfect, I said the perfect will of God, and into the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit as we allow Him to reshape, to remold the marred and ruined areas of our life. Amen? It's time to fully team up with the Master Potter. Now grab, oh hallelujah, grab your element right now. Hallelujah. Now you know why I waited to do communion. Glory to God. Woo, I feel the anointing in here. See, it just hits harder after the message. It hits harder. Amen. This was, the Holy Spirit said, do it after. Because He said, I'm giving my people something to think about. He said this, I'm giving them a choice today. I'm giving them a choice. They need to make a decision today. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank You for Your broken body. Glory to God. My. He not only wants to reshape us spiritually, He wants to reshape those areas in our physical body where sickness and disease and things have gotten. Are you following me? By His stripes, we were healed. Jesus, we thank You for Your power to reshape. Father, You created this body. You created our physical body. Surely, nothing, come on, nothing is beyond repair. You created it. So Jesus, we thank You for Your broken body and the stripes that You took upon Your back. You may partake of the bread. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we remember Your shed blood. We thank You for that remolding and reshaping on the inside. Lord, I'm asking right now that remolding and reshaping that the Holy Spirit has done in our spirit, man, I ask right now that it would start to creep out, that the living waters would leak out into the soul, into the mind, will, and emotions. We thank You that the enemy has no legal right to a born-again child of the living God. So Satan, we bind you. I bind every evil and unclean spirit that's taken advantage of every person in this place. But listen to me. Don't give the devil a stick to beat you with. Today, right now, in your own heart, ask for forgiveness for those things that you know you've been off. You're doing that's been wrong. You know it's outside of the will of God. Confess it to your Heavenly Father right now and repent. What does that mean? It's not just words. It's going to take action. It's saying, I don't want to go back to that place of sin. I don't want to go back and hold on to those weights that I've been holding on to. And Jesus, we know Your blood is strong enough to help us break every chain. You may partake of the drink. Hallelujah. Let's stand up in this place. Glory to God. Prayer team, come on forward. Whew, glory to God. There is like a spiritual stick of dynamite attached to this message. I'm telling you, if you will honestly, heartfelt, respond to this message and make these changes, you're going to see a turnaround in your life, and you're going to mark it. Today, October 13th, 2024, was the day that everything shifted in my life. I'm declaring that in the name of Jesus. Now, maybe there's someone in this place, you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of your life. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. What's today? When you start to feel the Holy Ghost tugging on your heart, you know you're not right with your Creator. Today, it's time to make it right. I want you to come down right now and pray with one of our prayer team members and say, I want to make Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of my life. Maybe there's someone in here, and this is the bigger one, in connection to what I preach. There's someone in here. You're backslidden. You know you're doing something that's not right. The Holy Ghost has been tugging on your heart. And today, the Holy Spirit really has a rope around your heart. And he's saying, make that change. If that's you and you want to just respond to that message, you want to respond to the preach message, I want you to come forward and pray with one of the prayer team members and tell them, you know what? I heard what the Holy Spirit was speaking today. I hear him. And I want to make things right and rededicate my life to the Lord. Amen. Maybe there's someone in here, you've never received the Holy Spirit baptism. Guess what? It's not optional. If God put it in there, he's meant for you to have it. And you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And frankly, some of you are living in hell right now because you're not walking in that power that God has provided through the Holy Spirit. If you want to receive the Holy Spirit baptism, come on up, and they will pray with you, one of our prayer team members. If you need prayer for anything else, we will stay and pray with you, a family member or anything like that. Wow, what a great day today. Praise and worship. Thank you, Bob and Darlene, for coming today. We support you guys. We bless you guys. Continue doing a wonderful work from the Lord. Keep in touch with us. Amen. Love to have you back. And after they're done praying, we're going to have just a very quick, short volunteers. If you're a volunteer at Living Waters Chapel, we're just going to do a quick meeting. Just kind of like, hey, how's everything going in your department? Okay, so we're not going to keep you here, all right, for a long time. All right, I love you all. Let's come on back. I'm telling you, listen to this message again online and make that change. Amen. God bless. Love you all. Yeah.